Welcome to Gautrain Talks, a podcast series for people on the move.
Welcome to the Gautrain Talks podcast station, the place to be for all matters related to the Gautrain and how it came to be South Africa's first ever rapid rail link. Now, today's subject matter concerns the role that the Gautrain Management Agency is playing in addressing the driving license card renewal backlog in the province. The Gauteng Department of Roads and Transport opening a first-of-its-kind smart driving license testing centre at the GMA's Midrand station. The idea being that through the use of smart technology, the new DLTC has the potential to halve the time it takes for customers to complete the process of renewing their driver license cards. Joining us now to discuss Gautrain's Smart Driving License Testing Centre's implementation project is Inyuka Nkuna, the GMA's Acting Executive for Mobility as a Service. Inyuka, thank you for joining us. Let's start with some background and the origins of this project.
All right, so this project or this initiative is actually an initiative by the Gauteng Department of Roads and Transport, mandated by the MEC, Mr. Jacob Mamabolo. And where this comes from is that, as you are aware, during 2020 and 2021, we had multiple lockdowns. And what that resulted in is closure of multiple services that are deemed as non-essential. And the renewal driving licenses is one of those services that was actually affected. And the Department of Roads and Transport, as well as the MEC, then had to come up with a plan or a way of dealing with the backlog that was created during that time. And one of the things that they determined needs to be done is to increase the capacity in the province, because the capacity that we had in the province would not be able to deal with the backlog that was being created during those times. And the solution was to create more capacity in the province, and the Gautrain became a natural space or a natural option because the Gautrain system is actually an asset of the Department of Roads and Transport or an asset of the Gauteng province. And at any given point in time, whenever there's a challenge that needs to be resolved, the department, as well as all the key stakeholders, have to look at the assets that they have and see how they can leverage those assets to address whatever issue is prevailing at the time.
At the same time, it came at a time when the GMA was looking for new revenue streams, particularly if we look at the fact that during COVID and the COVID lockdowns, ridership was down. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, so the GMA established a new unit, which is the commercial business unit. This is basically an implementation of a strategy that the GMA was thinking of even before COVID hit. And that is a strategy to commercialize the stations and to sweat the asset, if I can put it like that, whereby we use the Gautrain assets and their strategic locations, the Gautrain stations and their strategic location to enhance service delivery in the province, and also to create commercial activity in the stations to encourage people to travel using public transport and to enhance the value that we are already providing to our existing customers.
And obviously addressing a really pressing need, which I think it's fair to say is pretty extensive.
Yes. At the time, when we started this process, we were looking at a backlog of over 700,000 licenses. And for us to cover that backlog before the end of the grace period, we would have had to renew 135,000 licenses every month in the province. And the province only had a capacity of about 112,000. Therefore, there was a shortfall of about 23,000. So we had to create capacity that can deal with that 23,000 a month. And not only did the GMA step in to assist, there's other institutions as well that stepped in to assist. It's just that our DLTC was just established differently, and we made it smart. And we'll talk about how smart our DLTC is at the later stage, but we just decided to take a different approach.
I'm interested in this whole sweating of the assets on the part of the GMA in Nyiko. And there's no doubt that Gautrain, since its implementation or since the Gautrain got up and running back in 2010, it's developed and created these amazing assets, not just a fantastic train, but these incredible stations. So this is obviously an opportunity to really make use of those assets. Am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, this is the first of its kind. There's many other initiatives and many other, many other services that we'll be bringing into the Gautrain stations to make the lives of the citizens of Gauteng as well as visitors easier, and to make it easier to access services and to assist the province in addressing some of the socioeconomic challenges that it's facing. Because not only are we providing a new service in the Gautrain stations, we've actually created jobs through these initiatives.
Let's talk now about the services on offer at the first station, at the Midrand station.
So at Midrand station at the moment, we are offering a renewal of driving licenses as well as issuing of temporary driving licenses. So in the future, we actually have the capability to renew professional driving permits. We just haven't unlocked that service. We want to pilot a service before we actually take it to the station. We have established a pilot site at our offices. So any new service that we'll be bringing to the station, we first pilot it at our office. And once we are comfortable, because this is a new space for us, it's something that we've never done before. It's a completely new business, a completely new space. So we have to make sure that we get it right at a pilot level before we take it to the station. Because once it's in the station, it's in the public eye. And people expect the same level of service that they're getting with the Gautrain service. It must be the same level of service. The service that people are getting on the Gautrain service has to be matched by any other service that we bring to the Gautrain station.
Because obviously it's a premium service, isn't it?
Yes.
And Nyiko, what else have you had to get right or implement to get the project off the ground? You mentioned the pilot phase, but what else has been required to get the project up and running?
So first of all, to run a service like this one, you have to be an organ of state. That's the first thing. The second thing is that you have to be appointed as a registering authority in order for you to run this service. So what is unique with us is that it's a completely new space for us. It's something that we've never done before. So there's a lot of processes that we had to go through. We had to acquire new staff. We had to relook at our business model. We had to relook at how we do things. And for us, our approach was very simple. We said, if we are going to implement a DLTC or if we are going to implement any service that already exists, we are not going to do it the way it's traditionally being done. We have to start by optimizing the processes, because technology is just an enabler. So you have to start by making sure that the processes that you design are designed around excellence. They are designed for customer centricity. And then implement the technology that supports that. So that was our approach. We said, let's see what are the areas of improvement that we can implement in our DLTC to ensure that our DLTC is much more efficient. And it actually showcases how government services can be. So those are the things that we had to go through. And therefore, we ended up doing the pilot site first to make sure that how we want to implement our DLTC is actually going to work, even though it's different from how traditional DLTCs are currently working.
And Nyiko, what about some of the key stakeholders involved?
The first important stakeholder is the Gauteng Department of Roads and Transport. They are basically the authority in Gauteng that gives permission for other entities to be able to provide the service. And the service level agreement are actually signed between the Gauteng Department of Roads and Transport and the entity that is providing the service. That is the first key stakeholder. The second key stakeholder is RTMC. RTMC, the Road Traffic Management Corporation, provides the the infrastructure, some of the ICT infrastructure, as well as the natives platform, because licensing runs mainly on the natives platform. And there's also the DLCA, that is the entity that prints the driving license cards. So that entity also provides a portion of the ICT equipment that runs at a DLTC. There's also the ARTIA, which is the entity that deals with road traffic infringement, because at a DLTC, you have to be able to collect road traffic infringement fees, because sometimes people walk into the DLTC only to find that they have traffic fines that are preventing them from going ahead with the process. So we should be able to assist them. Instead of sending them to other places, we should be able to assist those customers. So we have to have a relationship with those entities. Those are the main key entities that you have to have a relationship with.
Welcome back. We're still with Nico Nkuna, the GMA's Acting Executive for Mobility as a Service, looking at the Gautrain Driving License Testing Centre implementation project. Nico, let's take the process forward now and look at the actual implementation of the project. What has that involved? What are the various stages?
The first stage for us was to develop a business case to make sure that it is commercially viable for the Gautrain system or for the GMA to run DLTCs at Gautrain stations. The second stage was to design a target customer experience, because we wanted to ensure that customers or our customers have the same level of service across all our services, be it the train, the bus, the minibuses, and any other commercial services that we'll be providing at the stations.
Because we talked about it earlier, the Gautrain is a premium service. You had to mirror that experience and that service with the new project.
Absolutely. That's exactly what our target was. We then designed the service around those that target customer experience that we want to achieve. We then established the facility. Obviously, even in the design of the facility itself, we had to think about the stages that people have to go through when they are in our facility, to ensure that within our facility, once they enter our facility, from the time they enter our facility to the time they leave our facility, they have to feel the same way they feel when they use the Gautrain service.
Again, stage by stage, it was the premium service you offered across all your platforms, excuse the pun, it mirrored that same premium experience.
Absolutely. We had to make sure that every stage of the process or every step of the process is well thought through, and it is it meets the customer experience that we targeted.
Now, did you go from designing the customer experience to then the actual construction and design of the project itself?
Yeah, so we went from the design of the customer experience to the design of the project and the design of every element or every aspect of the project. So what I mean by that is that the facility had to be designed in such a way that it allows that seamless flow of people. We had to ensure that the processes are seamless and that we optimize the processes and make sure that, as an example, in a traditional DLTC, you have to go to an examiner station and get examined. After being serviced at the examiner station, you then have to go to another queue and wait for payment for you to pay for the service. Whereas with our DLTC, we've made sure that you only have to interact with one person. From the time you are welcome to the time you sit down, you are only serviced by one person. All the examining is taking place at one desk, as well as the payment of the service happens on that same desk. And once you are done at that desk, you are then able to go home.
Well, I think all of us who've had to renew our driver's license would say that sounds like a massive step forward in the entire process.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what we wanted to achieve. We wanted to make sure that we don't do things the way they've traditionally been done. We had to innovate in that space, and we had to innovate in every little step and make sure. I mean, for instance, we also offer the photo service in our DLTC. Inside the DLTC, whereas with traditional DLTCs, you have to go to an external party and get photos and then come with those photos into the DLTC. But with ours, we do everything there. We don't want to turn away any customer. If a customer doesn't have a copy of their ID, we don't turn them away. We make that copy right there. If a customer doesn't have ID photos for the temporary driving licenses, we do the photos there. If there's if the customer has the information that we need on their computer somewhere or on their phone, they can just email it to us. We print it out and make sure that we are able to service that customer. So our target is to make sure that once the customer has arrived at our center, they must leave having received the service that they came there for. We try our best. Obviously, we don't always win. There are some cases where a person doesn't have anything on them and we're not able to assist them. But we try as much as possible to ensure that once a customer walks in, they get the service that they need.
A big success of the project is that pilot phase and that pilot feature of the project, and it's allowed you to, like you say, go through the gears of testing what works, what doesn't work, before you actually implemented the stations themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lastly, Nico, does the GMA intend extending the Gautrain DLTC project to other stations? And if so, what other services would be provided at those stations?
Yes, so interestingly enough, this week we are in the final stages of preparing the Centurion Gautrain station DLTC. So it will be operationally ready by the end of this week. And we do have plans to establish two other DLTCs at two other stations. At the moment, we are looking at Sandton and Park Station. But we want to run the DLTCs that we have now for a period of time to see how they operate before we can actually make the decision to expand to the other stations. In terms of the services, at the moment we are offering the renewal of driver's licenses as well as the issuing of temporary driver's licenses, and we have the capability to do renewals of professional driving permits. And those are the services that even at the new stations or at other stations that we are going to be implementing, we will have to offer as a baseline. Then we'll then look for other opportunities to assist the province of Gauteng to deal with other transport-related issues that we are experiencing as a province.
Exciting times ahead. Nico, thank you for your time and your input. We value your insight and your learnings from the Gautrain DLTC project. You've been listening to Nico Nkuna, the GMA's Acting Executive for Mobility as a Service, discussing the Gautrain Smart Driving License Testing Centres Implementation Project. To listen to this and other interviews about the Gautrain, please tune into our podcasts at Gautrain Talk Station. You can also access further material on our website. That's www.gautrain.co.za, or follow us on Twitter.